Elections in Lebanon have Christians and others on edge. A kids ministry is helping combat HIV/AIDS in Africa. And an unreached people group gets attention from national Christians in Malawi. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon's bracing for political turmoil that could potentially boil over into more violence in that nation, plagued by civil war, terrorism, and conflict with Israel. National elections are scheduled for June 7th, and people on all sides are concerned. Kids Alive Matt Gregory works in Lebanon. He believes the Hezbollah-backed candidates will win, which concerns evangelicals.
Will there still be a space within the country for the Christian minority, or will pressure continue to increase upon them, and over time will they begin to lose the power that they have retained within the country?
Kids Alive is a ministry dedicated to rescuing orphans and vulnerable children. Gregory says uncertainty is creating life-changing moments for Kids Alive.
Very real issues like fear of the future. It provides a strong stepping stone on which we can move forward from. It does and it can form the basis for conversation. And the children do want to hear that they can have confidence in a relationship with Jesus, that they can know stability and security.
You can sponsor a Kids Alive kid. Go to our website. Meanwhile, Global Advance recently held an interdenominational pastors' conference in the Middle East, says Global Advance's David Shibley.
Many of them live under constant threat, either to themselves, to their families, or to their churches. So for them to come together, encourage one another in the Lord, be challenged again to take the gospel in vigorous church planting throughout the Middle East was a tremendous, tremendous time.
165 pastors returned home with tools and a renewed vision for ministry.
50% to 75% of those pastors made commitments to plant at least one new church within the next 12 months. If that happens, or even if a portion of that happens, there's going to be a tremendous advance for the gospel in the Middle East.
Many people in the Middle East are receptive to the gospel. Pray that God will use these courageous pastors to reach them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest rate of HIV/AIDS infection in the world, and the situation isn't improving. One Hope's Rob Hoskins says a better solution is needed.
I think a lot of it is due to failed policies, where we're not taking into account what really needs to happen, which is prevention, and prevention at a younger and younger age.
One Hope runs programs in the schools of many African nations, teaching children HIV/AIDS prevention through a biblical approach to sexuality.
So that young girls understand who they are in God, that He's created them, that they're special. The same thing goes for young boys, to really teach them through a biblical worldview that they need to respect all people, including young girls, and that they don't get their significance from sexuality.
For only 33 cents, you can bring the hope of the gospel to a child at risk of HIV/AIDS. And in Malawi, the fourth poorest country in the world, Teen Missions International hopes to reach a new people group there. Matt and Henny Wiley are the coordinators. Matt explains.
Less than 1% of them are Christian. They're called the Yao tribe. We've been going into some of their villages with Sunday schools, and it's been a little bit difficult because they're not as receptive as some of the other tribes.
In addition to the Sunday school, the New Testament was recently translated into the Yao language. They also hope to start a Bible school there to train teens in the tribe for short-term missions, allowing them to share God's love with their own people.
The Lord has opened a door for us to be able to do it. Kind of a key scripture for us in this has been 1 Corinthians 16:9, where it says, "For a great and effective door is opened to me, and there are many adversaries."
Pray for teen missions as they share with the Yao tribe. Go to our website to support them. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's a story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.